Prepare your 72-hour kit to ensure it has what you need and not too much. We're checking our gear next on Western Life Radio.
If you would like a little more from your range experience than standing and shooting holes in paper, come and train with us, TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Hi, I'm Governor Spencer Cox. We live in an incredible state, and this time of year, my family and I, we love to ride. Unfortunately, we've had too many fatalities this year. And while safety equipment is critical, it's not enough. Remember to always be aware of your surroundings and never ride beyond your capabilities. We want to make sure that you make it home safe. And never forget, nobody is invincible.
Make sure your 72-hour kit has what you need. Scott Stallings with Preppercon goes through the pack.
There's a million things that can kill you in a 72-hour kit that you buy off the shelf. That's the problem, and most of it is that you don't know what's in it, or you don't know how to use it, or you didn't get a bag that's sturdy enough. Most of the time when I'm looking at people's bags doing a consultation, their number one issue is their bag is basically a garbage bag. It's essentially junk. You don't want to carry a pack, especially if it's a 50-pound pack, which a lot of people will pack. You can't carry that in a standard backpack. It kills your shoulders, kills your hips, kills your legs and your knees. I mean, it just causes a lot of problems, number one. And if you're not really fit, 50 pounds, that's just way too much weight. You know, people think, oh, this is what the military does. I'll do what the military does. I'll be good. Well, the military also does a lot of heavy-duty physical training so that they can carry a 50, 60, 70-pound pack. You know, everyday Tom, Dick, or Harry who's watching 2 hours of TV a day, working 50 hours a week, probably doesn't get to the gym at all. So you need to make sure you're cognizant. Do I have a pack that's going to carry what I need? And am I carrying the right stuff? Meaning, don't have 20 gallons of water in your bag. That's just ludicrous. You need a few water bottles and water filters. Refill those water bottles as you go. Have your clean bottle, you have your dirty bottle that you just fill up, and then you can have a passive system that filters from one bottle to the other so that you do not have to pump it, but it's passively pumping for you or passively filtering for you, which is going to save you time, save you energy. Same thing with foods. Do you need a stove to prepare your foods? Because a lot of the dehydrated foods you need to rehydrate and heat up. Some of the freeze-dried foods are a lot better warm, so you'll want to warm those up.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.